The University of Missouri will host the 22nd annual Missouri Master Gardeners State Conference this coming Thursday. This year's theme is Master Gardeners Go to College. Over 120 gardeners from across the state are expected to come to the event to learn and share information on a variety of different topics, such as growing fruits and vegetables and lawn and ornamental care. David Trinklein, Associate Professor of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri, explains more.
Master Gardeners are extension volunteers who have been trained to help with gardening-related projects and questions and problems. So they come here to resharpen some skills and to learn other skills that'll make them better volunteers to do what the Master Gardener motto is, helping others learn to grow.
The two-day event will include tours of the Mizzou Botanic Garden, family-owned Pierpont Vegetable Farm, and Elderberry Farm in Columbia's Shelter Garden. The conference will also have talks about new and popular gardening trends.
Trendy would be things that are either late-breaking or currently popular in the horticultural world. Example being, we have talks on monarch butterflies, monarch way stations, the importance of preserving bees and pollinators. These are all very timely topics which need addressing. So the trendy topic, if you will, would be something that is relevant today and perhaps something that we all need a bit more information on to be good master gardeners.
The conference is open to anyone who wishes to learn and develop better gardening skills.
Everyone who has an interest in gardening or plants, I think, would find this very worthwhile.
If you are unable to attend the conference but still want to grow your gardening abilities, the University of Missouri Extension website offers tips and tricks for growers. A link to the website can be found at kmzu.com. Dr. Trinklein also left us with some advice for Missouri growers and green thumbs for this upcoming season.
Well, this season has been a bit unusual in that we had a very atypically warm February followed by a rather cool March, which gave some challenges with regard to some of our perennials maybe not having made it through the winter or so forth. Plus, we've had abundant amounts of moisture. So from the standpoint of tips, we are now at that point where we can calendar-wise plant anything in Missouri, warm season, corn, sweet corn, all of the cucurbits, what have you. We're also at that point where we start watching for those pests, insects, diseases, weeds. But other than that, we simply hope that everybody enjoys and gets out in gardens, and as such, it's a new and different experience every year, as most veteran gardeners will attest to.